Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The eighth week of the 2024 regular legislative session is now complete. The deadline for introduction of general bills and constitutional amendments has passed. The deadline for committees to report general bills and constitutional amendments originating in own house is Tuesday, March the 5th. Mississippi Association of Supervisors legislative priority bills officially drop in both the House and Senate chambers. Rural fire truck funding, House Bill 503. This measure makes an appropriation to the Rural Fire Truck Program. It provides funds for an additional round of fire trucks for counties and municipalities under the Rural Fire Truck Acquisition Assistance Program for fiscal year 2025. Note, line 13 of this measure appropriates $4 million to the program. This measure currently resides in the House Appropriations A Committee. No action has been taken on this measure. Limited and exclusive foundation ad valorem tax exemption. House Bill 1235 and Senate Bill 2697. These measures provide that the ad valorem tax exemption for property belonging to university, college, community college, and junior college foundation applies to property that is used exclusively and directly for educational and outreach purposes and not leased or otherwise used to generate revenue. Note, no action has been taken on these measures. Medicaid reimbursement rate repealer deletion. House Bill 1259, Senate Bill 2700. These measures provide for conditions under which state offenders may serve sentences in county jail. This measure currently resides in the House Correction Committee and the Senate Corrections and Government Structure Committee. No action has been taken on this measure. Note, MAS supports deletion of this repealer to continue the program going that will allow counties to remain in control in terms of the mandate that counties shall not be responsible for no more than the Medicaid reimbursement rate for the payments that they pay for housing state inmates. Public Purchasing Law, House Bill 1321 and Senate Bill 2699. These measures revise the public purchasing law to provide that purchases of less than $10,000 may be made without advertising or otherwise requesting competitive bids. In addition, these measures provide that no requisition to purchase, purchase order, or receive report shall be required for purchases of any item or services with an acquisition of costs of not more than $5,000. No action has been taken on these measures. Broadband exemption. House Bill 1091, Senate Bill 2701. Both these measures attempt to address broadband equipment speed and to increase the speed for providers to the FCC requirement of 25 megabits per second for those that receive the ad valorem tax exemption. No action has been taken on these measures. Public notices. House Bill 1348 and Senate Bill 2712. Both these measures attempt to allow local government to provide the option to publish public notices on their website in addition to newspapers. No action has been taken on these measures. The House chamber passes a measure providing counties the discretion to maintain courtroom and courthouses electronic versions of law books. On Wednesday, February 21st, the Mississippi House of Representatives passed House Bill 1149 by a vote of 118-0. This measure provides that in lieu of printing law books being maintained in the county courtrooms and courthouses, such books may solely be maintained in an electronic format. This measure will now be transmitted to the Senate for consideration. The Senate Accountability, Efficiency, and Transparency Committee passes Discretionary Sheriff's Supplement Measure, Senate Bill 2311. On Wednesday, February 21st, the Senate AET Committee passed out Senate Bill 2311 with a committee substitute. The committee substitute altered the bill with a cap of an additional $25,000 for sheriff salaries. Prior to the attempt to raise this cap, counties in this discretion may give sheriffs up to $10,000 for bonus pay. This measure will raise the cap from $10,000 to $25,000. The County Board of Supervisors will have the discretion to provide the salary supplement or not. This is not a mandate. This measure now resides on the Senate floor calendar. House Chamber passes Indigent Council pay increase. House Bill 1089 on Tuesday, February the 20th. The House Chamber passed House Bill 1089 by a vote of 111-1. This measure increases the current fees set in statute for Indigent Council. This measure will now head to the Senate Chamber for consideration. Please contact your local Senate delegation and inform them of how this measure could impact your county budget. This measure amends Mississippi Code 99-15-17. Comprehensive Mental Health Measure introduced, House Bill 1640. This measure revises the procedures for screenings, evaluations, and commitments for those with issues of mental health. This measure is referred to the House Public Health and Human Services Committee. Note, no current action has been taken on this measure. Statewide Youth Court Measure introduced, Senate Bill 2774. Senate Bill 2774 establishes a statewide uniform youth court system. This measure currently resides in the Senate Judiciary A Committee. No action has been taken on this measure. Secretary of State Reimbursement to Local Governments, House Bill 1220. House Bill 1220 authorizes the Secretary of State to reimburse local governments for tree removal and cleanup costs associated with tax forfeited properties. This measure is double referred to the House Municipalities Committee and House Appropriations Committee. Note, this measure has passed the House Municipalities Committee and will now head to the House Appropriations Committee for consideration. Measures with the potential impact to have a fiscal negative impact to county government. House Bill 1089, Indigent Council. Action has been taken on this bill. Please contact your local delegation on how this measure can impact your county budget. House Bill 1640, Mental Health. No actions taken on this bill. Within the language of this bill, there are current unfunded mandates that counties will have to address. Senate Bill 2774, Statewide Youth Court. No action was taken on this bill. We have been informed that if a measure of this nature passes, counties could take on certain costs. House Bill 1339, fee increases for publishing summons, orders, citations, and legal notices. No action has been taken on this bill. Currently, counties are required to issue public notices via newspaper. With this particular fee increase, this will be more money that the counties will have to pay and absorb in their budgets to circulate notices that they are mandated to do by state statute. A memorandum from Representative Shane Barnett and Senator Rita Parks regarding local and private legislative deadline. Quote, as chair for the local and private committee, we are asking your assistance in making bills pertaining to local and privates flow easily through the legislative process. Generally speaking, in the last few years, these bills have been taken up the last couple of weeks of the session during the budget process. Beginning in 2013, local and private started several weeks earlier, and it worked out well. We are suggesting a chairman's deadline of Friday, March the 22nd, 2024, in order to give you sufficient time to communicate with your local officials about introducing local and private legislation. This will also allow the chairman and staff to concentrate on revenue and appropriation deadlines, which are handled towards the end of the legislative session. The information to remember when submitting bills for local and private. Item 1. There must be a certified copy of a resolution from your board, and it must be attached with a unanimous vote that is needed. The resolution should reflect how each member of the board voted on the resolution. Item 2. If the resolution is requesting legislation to impose a tax on hotels and motels or restaurants, revenue collected from the imposition of a tax may only be utilized for tourism, parks, and recreation, and an annual audit of the records of the receipts and expenditures of revenue from the tax by an independent certified public accountant will be required. Should you have any questions, please contact Representative Shane Barnett or Senator Rita Parks. Thank you for your assistance. This concludes this week's weekly legislative update. Thank you.